Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next episode of Empowering Bites. And as you can see, I am situated differently. I love when I rhyme. But still the same. I am with the same amazing, incredible human, Madame Memone. And just, she's here, y'all. Gabby, say what now.
I'm here and you're in a hotel room, so we make it work.
That's right. Wherever we are on the road, I think the last Empowering Bites, you were in your car. This time I'm in a hotel room, and yes, we still make it work. And so, but today we're not talking about how we're making it work. I'm going to start with like a quote, because Gabby has an amazing story. And as soon as she told that story, she's like, let's talk about this topic. I was like, oh my God, that reminds me of, you know, actually I've never read the book but it's Will Smith that often says this one is by Confucius, who says the man who thinks he can't and the man who thinks he can are both actually right. And so, you know, maybe you can frame up sort of the theme we want to talk about today by sharing your experience that you had.
Yeah, for sure. I was chatting with two different women that were very much similar. So they were both single moms of two kids. Kids were around the same age. And I remember chatting with both of them separately. And we were chatting about the opportunity to join a group coaching program. And one of them said to me, I cannot afford to do this. I'm disorganized. I don't have the time. I don't know how I would fit this in. It's just, there's so much on my plate. The second mom that I spoke to about the exact same program said, I'm disorganized. I have so much on my plate, but I can't afford not to.
Mm.
Same scenario, different mindset. Right. And it was so powerful because the second lady did join and she was able to, I don't want to say turn her life around, but make positive change. And it was the mindset, because in her mind, she was so disorganized. She needed something to help her. She needed a catalyst to get her moving in the morning and have a routine. And so I just thought that was pretty powerful. And so when we were just chatting before recording, I was like, how about we chat about that topic?
Yeah. I remember, so Jennifer Gibbs and I actually started we had a LinkedIn Live and it was called the Reimagine Show. And one of the things I think that I've learned through like just sort of like trying to get control and be the real CEO of my mind is that, you know, I think our minds thrive more when we, not necessarily when we give like decisions. I think you need to, like, having too much options to make decisions could be challenging. But I think when it comes to looking at like an issue or a situation, the minute you can give yourself almost an alternate option, I think there's a freeing of mind and capacity and room to get to some, you know, some clarity, I think that happens. Right. And I mean, that doesn't totally relate to your story, but I think definitely what I'm trying to call on is that if that person who was sort of already rejecting your course without sort of saying, what if I could, then your mind opens up to, well, then what needs to be true, or what are the things I'd have to do to make it real for myself, right? Versus when you're on the side of, I can't, I think you shut down the option for your brain to get to attract, almost like it could be another conversation with somebody who's like, let's figure it out together, right? I think
Yeah.
when you say you can't, I think you shut down any opportunity for there to be entrance for, sort of variability
Yeah.
or optionalities, right? Like that's what comes to mind for me.
You're absolutely right. It's like we have this gatekeeper in our own bodies, in our own mind. And so we choose to have a barrier or we can choose to open it. And that's why your quote at the beginning was so powerful, because ultimately, we can create what we want to create through words, actions, subconscious mind, manifestation, whatever works for someone. But the reality is if we want to change, we have to make a change to get a change.
That's right.
We can't
That's right.
just come, we don't have the right to complain. I remember when I was first diagnosed, and I remember thinking to myself before I shared with my employer that I can't believe, I have to be at work for nine because if I can't drive because my feet are tingling and that's not fair. But looking back, who on earth was I to complain when I never told them that I had MS? Who's at fault here? If they, how can they possibly give me accommodations when I'm not sharing my thoughts, when I'm not making any changes? I was the barrier, the gatekeeper of my own mind. Once I opened up and I asked for accommodations and then it was granted, it's like, oh, okay. I'm the one that has the power to make the change, right?
This is
And
right.
it's that kind of concept if you just have to believe it and act on it, make a change.
Yeah, and the other thing, I mean, the other thing I caution anyone that's sort of listening to this, and it's going to be difficult, right? Like when you start
Yeah.
to move yourself away from what you are used to, like I think once you move out of your comfort zone, you're going to enter into discomfort. And I think you need to sit in there long enough to actually then demonstrate that that you're able and you're capable. And I think if most of us actually sit and think about all of the things that we've accomplished to get to wherever we are in that moment where we're sitting and thinking about that, we realize there's so many things that we didn't think were possible that actually we are now sharing the experience on, more so than not,
Yes.
right? Because I think
Yep.
that's the that, that's how life evolves, right? Like yeah, so all of that to say, you are right on both ends, right? Like if you are scared to do something, or you're excited to do, or feel like you can't do something, or feel that you can do something,
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
right.
Like I exactly, you're right. I want you to do me a
Yeah.
favor. Yeah.
This is
Rich, I
true.
want you to do me a favor and I want you to say the words, what if it doesn't work out?
What if it doesn't work out?
What if it does?
Right.
So it's the reframing. How many times have we say, what
What
if
if
it
it
doesn't
does
work
work
out?
out?
What if I can't? What if you can? What if it
What
does?
if it does work
Looking
out?
it at the
What
other
does it,
side.
yeah. What if it does work
I know
out?
that was hard for you to say because you usually don't speak like that. I would
No,
do on the spot.
I so hey, don't
That's
girl, don't get it twisted. Like I said, this brain thing, I haven't mastered this, right? But I too am very human. And like even me right now in my life right now, like I am recognizing that the only way I'm able to work through that to get to what if it does is by thinking about what I'm thinking about, right? Like you
Yes.
get the life you want, you get the life you focus on. And so if I keep focusing on a life where I'm not being, not fulfilling the desires and the things I want to see unlock in my life, because I'm focused on all of the ways that I may not be able to achieve those things, then I'm not going to get those things. I'm going to not achieve those things. But if I actually do spend more time focusing on taking small steps that push me towards these things I want to achieve, well, guess what? One day they'll be like, right now I'm living in the manifestation of things I kept saying yes to.
Yes,
Right?
that's right.
You really start to
And
think
that's,
that.
yeah, and that's off of the heels of the recent lead event that you hosted. I remember there was a day where you said, I would like to do an event. I would like this event.
And
And
then you're in the
slowly your
manifestation.
language, you created that with your, I'm sure you had some doubts. Can I afford this? Can I do this? Am I going to put bums in seats? I'm sure you had some doubts. But then it's like, well, what if I can? What
What if
if
I
it is
can?
going to be
What if I
raining?
can?
What if the people do come? And then it happened.
Yeah. And I
Right?
think every single day, everything that we use, like this technology that we're using, the clothes that we put on, the objects that we utilize, the scents that we spray, the everything that we potentially use to live out the day and get things done, all started with somebody to, making a decision to say, what if I could?
Yeah.
Right? Like, because
What
then it
if?
wouldn't be real if they kept saying, I can't. What if I can't? Or what if, what was it? What did you say
Love
that
it.
what was it that you said? What if I, what
So
did you
if
ask
you
me?
said, what if it doesn't work out?
What if it
Yeah.
doesn't work
What if
out?
it
Right.
doesn't
So
work out?
everything that we are using, whether it's this Bluetooth speaker or this phone or this mouse or this
Yeah.
technology that we're using or this beautiful wig that I wear, somebody said, what if it doesn't work out? Then none of this would be true, right? And so I think that you get the life that you truly focus on. You get to live the life of the language that you speak. And if you can
Yes.
speak into existence the things that you want to show up in your life, and they will. You don't have to, what is it they always say? The how is none of your business. All it takes
Yeah,
is
that's
just, it
exactly it.
starts with a commitment to say, you know what? I'm gonna do it. Just sidebar. And again, I was approached a couple of years back to be part of I think it was a venture capital fund. And the entrance was like 150 grand. Like, I think it was almost like cash, right? Like, it was a commitment over 5 years. So I think it was like 50 grand or something over, or $25,000 to $50,000 every until you pay the 125. And I just didn't have the cash like that. And I remember I might have had a little bit of the, I can't do it, but I know I said I'm not able to do it right now. So I don't know if that opened up the opportunity, because then what happened was, what became available through the same avenue was a more affordable opportunity for investment, which is called the Angel Network. And I remember the entrance into that Angel Network at the time was 12 grand. And I said, okay, I can do this, because I knew that I wanted to start to, it was the time when I wanted to become more financial literate, and I wanted to, start to learn more about this investment world. And then God bless my dad, unfortunately, one of the giftings of that he gave me in his passing was, I said yes. And I don't know how many days after it was how I said yes. I didn't know where I was going to get the opportunity to pay that. They said you could pay over a period of time, but a check came in from his life insurance. And guess how much it was for? 12 grand.
Of course. Of course it was. Yeah.
Wasn't
Yeah.
13, it
Yeah.
wasn't
Yeah.
24, it wasn't.
Wow, that is
Yeah.
something.
And then just from that seed, I just came back from Jamaica. Having been in, like, I was in, where was I? I was in Morocco. That was 2 years, two, no, 4 years ago. And then I was in Morocco this last April. I was in Jamaica, just, and all of those are outcomes from that decision to say, sure, yes, what if I can? What if I can figure it out? So,
Right.
and I think that life opens up for you more. When,
Yes.
yeah,
I love it. Oh,
I
that's
love it. So to
wonderful.
anyone that's
Well,
listening, I
what
mean,
if you
shoot,
can?
there's got to be a little bit of a of I love Gabby's reframe, but I think it's really thinking about the things that you're thinking about, and I want you to speak, like, I think what we're really saying is speak life over your goals, right? Catch yourself in the
Yes.
I can't, and flip it, because
And flip it.
whichever you believe, guess what? You're right. So what side of right do you want to
Right.
be on?
I love that. Oh, this was a great conversation. Thank
Yeah.
you.
And you're not waiting on the world to tell you which side to be on. Believe in yourself and go after it.
I love it.
And so
I love
we
it.
keep these short and sweet. I know, why am I bouncing so close to them? We keep these short and sweet. And so this is where I say
I don't know, but I'm getting nice. And I'm Gabby with one B.
And we're I didn't even say it, Gabby. You cut me. And this is where I say I'm Ink.
I'm Gabby with one B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
My God. Oh.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.